Children, I'm going to read the story of the wise men. In this story, they are called the Magi. How can we see in this story that they truly were wise? Hear the word of the Lord in the second chapter of the book of Matthew. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came Magi from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. But having heard, Herod the king was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of thee shall come a ruler who shall shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, privately calling the Magi, precisely inquired of them at what time the star appeared. And sending them to Bethlehem, he said, Go and search earnestly for the young child. When you have found him, report to me, that I also may come and worship him. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Having seen the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they were come into the house, they found the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented to him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. For our second reading, we're going to read in the Heavenly Doctrine what the Lord says about the reason the wise men are called Magi. See if you can hear what's the difference between wise men and magi. And he sent and called all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. This signifies consulting interior as well as exterior memory knowledges. This is evident from the signification of magicians as being, in a good sense, interior memory knowledges, and from the signification of wise men as being exterior memory knowledges. By these knowledges, the things written in the books of the church were unfolded, and the things that were done in their holy worship. The chief among those who were skilled in and taught these memory knowledges were called magi, or magicians, and wise men. Those who were skilled in mystical memory knowledges were called magicians, and those who were skilled in memory knowledges not mystical were called wise men. Consequently, those who taught interior memory knowledges were called magicians, and those who taught exterior memory knowledges were called wise men. The magi or magicians of that time knew such things as belonged to the spiritual world, which they learned from the correspondences and representatives of the church. And therefore, many of them were in communication with spirits, and in this way they learned deceptive arts by which they performed magic miracles. But those called wise men did not care for such things, but solved difficult problems and taught the causes of natural things. In such things as these, the wisdom of that time chiefly consisted, and skill in them was called wisdom. As is evident from what is said of Solomon in the first book of Kings, Solomon's wisdom was multiplied above the wisdom of all the sons of the East and above all the wisdom of the Egyptians, insomuch that he was wiser than all men. Moreover, he spoke of trees, from the cedars that are in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He also spoke of beast and fowl, and of creeping thing, and of fishes. That those were called magicians or magi who were in the knowledges of spiritual things and also in revelations by them is plain from the Magi who came from the east to Jerusalem, asking where he was who was born king of the Jews, and saying that they had seen his star in the east and had come to worship him. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.